Okay, we've been talking about mechanics, and we still have a few minutes. Let me tell you about the ancient Greeks and what they thought about mechanics. They came up with a system that, for them, seemed to describe and explain the different motions of different materials. More than 2,000 years ago, Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, assumed that all the matter on earth was made up of four substances: earth, water, air, and fire. Under his system, earth is the densest, water comes next, air is less dense than water, and fire is the least dense of all. The heaviest object is composed of earth and water, and lighter objects contain significant amounts of fire or air. So when Aristotle observed that the different types of matter have different characteristics, he assumed that this was because different types of matter were composed of different amounts of the four primary substances. And Aristotle believed that the motions of objects could also be explained by the basic nature of the four primary substances. For example, they're always the basic motions of up or down. Aristotle noticed that when he released most objects, they would drop downward. But he also knew that something could rise upward, like smoke. Aristotle considered an object's downward or upward motions to be a result of the dominant nature of the object. So according to Aristotle, matter like rock was primarily composed of earth. Therefore, they naturally wanted to move toward the center of the earth because this was where all things of earth rested. But fire had a different resting place, the sky. So smoke would naturally rise when it was released, because it was driving towards its natural resting place.